In the name of Jesus, our risen Lord and Savior. Amen. Happy Easter!
Happy Easter!
It is good to be together as the people of God here in this holy place to give thanks to God for the victory over sin and death and to claim the new life that Christ offers us today. Indeed, Easter has changed everything for you and for me and for this entire world that we live in. I'm not talking about someday in the future when we die, but here and now, today. Because Jesus is risen, God's new world has begun here and now. Because Jesus is risen, salvation has come into the world and to God's people, here and now. Because Jesus is risen, you and I have a new job to do. And that new job is to help bring this new life of heaven to earth, here and now. In the resurrection of Jesus from the dead, the veil between heaven and earth has been torn in two, and heaven and earth have been brought together. As Bishop N.T. Wright has said, you know, we miss the point entirely if we think that God's salvation is merely about saving individual souls for some disembodied spiritual experience someday. The miracle of Easter is that God is bringing into existence a whole new reality, a whole new creation. And He wants you and me to be an active part in bringing it to the world. This is God's salvation of the world. And you and I are invited to have a role in it, here and now. And that's pretty amazing stuff. But there's no way for us to participate in the resurrection of Jesus from the dead from a distance. You know, the German pastor and martyr, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, said way back in the 1920s, he said this, "Christ has been exiled from the lives of many Christians. Of course, we build him a temple, but we live in our own houses." But what I think he meant by that, and it's still appropriate today, we compartmentalize our lives. We become so adept at admiring Christ from a distance, of only giving him a small portion of our life. We spend a lot of time thinking about Him, talking about Him, and not so much about doing for Him. And we tend to keep Him in that special spiritual place that's reserved in our lives, but not really in the real day-to-day physical, material world where most of our lives are lived out. And basically, we don't allow Him then, ultimately, to become the Lord of our lives. The invitation of God in Christ doesn't work that way. The importance of the resurrection doesn't mean anything if we are merely spectators. God is not a theory. God is for real life. Either God has a claim on everything, all of us, or nothing. He can't just be the cherry on the top of the dessert. He either has to be the whole meal or nothing. The only way for us to experience the Easter resurrection is to give our lives fully to Christ. Christ. It's a scary proposition, but it's a life-giving proposition. We have to give Him all of it. Our time, our family, our health, our business deals, our relationships, our blood, sweat, and tears. If we don't give it all to Him, the question is, what do we give to Him? Where does His Lordship begin in our lives? Where does it end? When do we choose to give it to Him? And when do we choose to take it back? Our relationship with God it's the central focus of our entire life. Everything that we do relates back to it. It's like this cantus firmus of a beautiful piece of music, where all the other parts of the music refer back to it and are held together by it. That is what our real life of faith is. It's a practical faith. It's a living faith. It informs all of our decisions, all of our actions. It guides us, directs us, inspires us. The Christian life can't just be a good idea. You know, there's no real experience through intellectual abstraction. Nor is it about obeying a bunch of rules. God is not interested in us following a bunch of rules. It's all about being in relationship with you. God wants to be in relationship with you. He wants to love you, care for you, walk with you, provide for you, guide and direct your lives. He wants to be a partner with you in all of it. Colossians 3, Paul reminds us that he says, since you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts and minds on Him, on the things of Christ, not on your earthly nature. God has shown that He meant for us to live in this world, to be in this world, and to follow Him in this world with our lives, our actions, our decisions, our hearts and minds. The resurrection is the foundation of this renewed life. It's where it begins. It's the source of it all. And it's the way that leads to freedom and to peace. Christ has died. Christ has risen. Christ will come again and again in your life as you claim Him. He comes in every act of love that you offer, in every deed done in His name by the Spirit, every work of true creativity, when we are doing justice, when we're walking humbly, when we're making peace and reconciliation and healing families and relationships, resisting temptation and seeking truth and true freedom. These are the earthly events. These are the earthly actions in a long history of things that are bringing about God's resurrection, God's salvation in this world that we live in. And it's pointing to something far greater, His final coming. We are the incarnation of Christ. God is redeeming this world here and now through your actions and through mine. By the way we choose to live, by the way we choose to love, and by the way we choose to give. We have an important role to play in the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. And that role is not someday in the future when we die, it's here and now. You are the resurrection and the life. In the words of the Lord's Prayer, your kingdom come, O Lord, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen.